And welcome back. And are you ready for financial freedom? We talk about freedom all the time. And your own economic freedom is so important. So call our friends at Mint Financial Strategies. As an independent firm and an accredited investment fiduciary, they always put your interests first. Mint means more than money. It stands for meaningful relationship, information sharing, a network of smart strategies, and a thoughtful advisor who puts you in control. No cookie cutter plans. Everything is tailored to you. So call Mint Financial Strategies today. That number is 303-285-3080, 303-285-3080. And on the line with us is Major General Joe Arbuckle, retired Army. And he is, I had the actual title. And, well, welcome, General Arbuckle. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Kim. It's always a pleasure to be able to speak with you. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. And I was going to give your actual title on STARS, and I did not write that down. But you're one of the founders of STARS, right?
Actually, I came on about a year after they were founded. I am the vice chairman of the board of directors of STARS. And a good friend of mine is a guy that got me involved. He is one of the founders, and that's retired Lieutenant General Rod Bishop. He's an Air Force officer.
Well, and tell us, why did was STARS founded?
Rod Bishop and some other Academy graduates live right here in the Colorado Springs area, close to where the Academy is. And they saw a news article in the Gazette about the football coaches at the Academy engaging with the football team in some chants about supporting Black Lives Matter. This was right after the George Floyd incident. And the more they watched that and the more they dug into it, the more they got concerned about what was going on at their alma mater, the Academy. And so Rod Bishop and others contacted the superintendent, who's the guy in charge of the Academy, a three-star, it's always a three-star, and said, hey, this is wrong, this is political. You can't be doing that at the Academy. And the superintendent did not respond for several months, and that got these guys energized because that reinforced their concern about something's wrong here. And so that was the genesis of STARS. About five Academy graduates, all retired from the Air Force, got together and they formed STARS, and General Bishop was a leader. So that's the background.
How did this happen? That would mean that it was really DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And what we've learned now is that that is prevalent throughout our military. Donald Trump has said he wants to eradicate that out of our military. And I wanted to get an update. How's that coming along?
Yeah, okay. Yes, we did talk about that when I was with you previously, Kim. And it's moving along, I guess, is a short answer to your question, but it's going to take a long time. And the problem is summarized by me saying it's physical versus mental. And what I mean by that is it's very easy to expunge DEI out of the military from a physical standpoint. And I'm pretty sure that's just about been totally accomplished. By that, I mean President Trump issued these executive orders saying you got to remove all the vestiges of DEI, things like close down the DEI offices, and they were throughout the military. Get rid of the people who were the sponsoring DEIs. Get rid of all the official posts you have on your bulletin boards and your libraries. Any place that DEI might be physically present, to include throughout social media, get rid of that. That's pretty easy to do. But the hard part's the mental part. And by that, I mean that our military has been pushed into political correctness since at least 2008, going back to the Obama time frame. And that political correctness mentality has slowly seeped in, including DEI. And let's face it, DEI is purely a political policy. And so those that have been grown up in the military for the last 15, 20 years have been experiencing that, and that has gotten into the thinking, too much of the thinking, and particularly at the Air Force Academy, not the Air Force Academy, all the academies. And so there's work going on now to expunge that and say, hey, look, this DEI stuff is wrong. It should have never happened. That's what President Trump has said. That's what Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has said in his memos. And so it's a process of working through and expunging and flushing out this political culture, including DEI. That will take some time, but it's happening, and progress, I believe, is being made.
And all this is happening regarding our military at a time when there is so much happening in our world. And to have military readiness is really important. And being ready from a military standpoint is also a great deterrent for bad actors.
Well, exactly right. Having deterrence is dependent upon the adversary, potential adversary, realizing that we have a strong military, and we can inflict more pain on them because of that than they're willing to accept. That's the bottom line of deterrence. Now, along with that goes the will to use that deterrent factor, which is the political side residing with the president. And as we know, President Trump is extremely strong. He has the will to do the right thing, so that's not a problem. And he has committed, as you know, on the campaign trail and even after, to rebuilding our military, which will take a lot of time and money, because things like our industrial base, as you probably know, has been allowed to deteriorate over the past 30 to 40 years because it simply hasn't been funded properly. And so there's a lot of money going into that. The force size needs to be increased, and there's some of that happening right now. Readiness has to do also with training and getting back to the basics of warfighting training. And to your point, DEI was a total distraction away from that, because the basis of DEI is Marxism. We've talked about that before, because it divides people into groups. In this case, with DEI, it's based upon things like skin color, sex, gender orientation, and other kinds of identity factors like that. And that divides people into those kinds of categories and causes a lot of friction. And that's exactly the opposite of what our military is all about, has been all about, which is unity and teamwork. And that was a major problem with DEI, was it was so divisive. And so that's a big factor in readiness. Now, with that division comes some distrust within the ranks, because you know, troops will look at each other and say, well, they're telling us that we need to look at each other based upon skin color and gender and so forth, instead of all being in one uniform. Well, that causes a little bit of distrust within the ranks, and with that comes concerns about readiness and preparedness, and it also lowers standards, by the way. DEI, the middle term, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Equity really means common outcomes. In order to achieve equity, according to DEI, you have to lower the standards to get common outcomes, such as on a physical fitness test. Well, anytime you lower standards, you're automatically going to lower performance because the standards are down. And when performance is lowered, then readiness is lowered. So I've connected a bunch of dots right there to try and answer your question.
Well, I think that that's is so important that we connect these dots. And I think Americans have been taking our liberty for granted, General Arbuckle. And we have this liberty because there are people that have put on the uniform, been willing to give their lives or given their lives for our liberty, which is the responsible exercise of freedom. And I think that we Americans are a little spoiled. What do you think, Brad?
Well, you know, if I was in the general's shoes, I would be hopeful that we have a commander-in-chief who understands that. And I appreciate their support with STARS and what they're doing. My curiosity, General, is how do we, if you had one thing that you could do to make a difference, what would that thing be, and how would you communicate it to the public?
Brad, you're talking about making a difference with readiness or
yes,
what?
Yes, in readiness, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I had one thing to do, I would strongly reinforce what President Trump has been saying about eradicating DEI from our military. And I would instill within the Department of Defense a committee, a task force, something like that, that would ensure his presidential orders are being properly followed throughout their ranks. In other words, a group that would actually get out there and check throughout the entire department fence to ensure DEI is being eradicated. And with that, automatically, then readiness is going to increase.
So the idea of e pluribus unum, unity from many one, really makes a difference rather than all these different initiatives that we had in the previous administration.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, exactly. In fact, that's e pluribus unum is in one of our STARS briefing slides that we use all the time because, again, DEI, if I had to describe DEI with one word, it would be divisive. No matter if in the military or in the private sector, it's divisive. And that's the exact opposite, as I said earlier, about what our military is about, which is unity, teamwork. There's an old battle motto in the military, one team, one fight. And what that really means is there's about three components that I identify, and that is the team, no matter what the size, has one mission and one purpose, and that's what they focus on. The other part of it is it's all about the team. It's not about an identity group. It's not about what sex I am, what color I am, or whatever else. It's about focusing on that team, and it's about total trust and confidence in each other because of that teamwork. So absolutely right. It's all about unity.
Well, and it's biblical. It's in the Bible, but also Lincoln said this as well, a house divided cannot stand. And so trying to divide people, to divide our country, ultimately we will fail if we do not come together and unify. And what can we unify around? Well, this great idea, that is the vision of our declaration, that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So that's going to be a great segue to what we're going to talk about when we come back with Major General Joe Arbuckle and some of the work that is occurring at STARS. So we'll do that when we come back. These discussions happen because of our sponsors. And I'm so pleased to have the Second Syndicate as a sponsor. They're doing such great work to protect our Second Amendment rights.
The Second Amendment was established to ensure that all individuals have the right to resist oppression, stand firm against government overreach, and protect our ability to defend ourselves, our families, and our freedoms. Today, that right is under relentless attack in Colorado. Colorado's premier grassroots Second Amendment organization, the Second Syndicate, is on the front lines, fighting to preserve and protect your constitutional rights. We expose the most pressing threats to the Second Amendment and provide the education, resources, and tools to stay informed, empowered, and prepared. Join the movement. Protect your rights. Visit thesecondsyndicate.com. That's thesecondsyndicate.com, where the second is first.
Property is surely a right of mankind as real as liberty, wrote Founding Father John Adams. RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine has been working diligently at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect property rights and home ownership. Karen has navigated the often challenging Colorado metro real estate market for years. Karen Levine is the trusted professional for you to turn to when you are buying or selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment opportunities. Realtor Karen Levine, you want her on your side of the table. Call Karen at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Ugh, it's in the middle of summer and our AC just went out.
Hey, don't worry about it. I got a guy.
And the basement flooded and there's the kitchen remodel.
Forget about it. I got a guy.
Honey, it's hard to trust you when you use that voice.
Sorry, I had something in my throat. It's not just any guy. It's Ben's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They bring craftsmanship, common sense, and integrity. Call or text at 303-995-1636, 303-995-1636.
There's so much noise coming at us. Sometimes it is difficult to make sense of it all. How can you sift through the clamor for your attention and get to the truth? The Kim Munson Show is here to help. Kim searches for truth and clarity by examining issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Tune in to The Kim Munson Show each weekday, 6 to 8 a.m., with encores 1 to 2 p.m. and 10 to 11 p.m. on KLZ 560 AM, KLZ 100.7 FM. The KLZ website, the KLZ app, and Alexa. Play KLZ. Shows can also be found at KimMunson.com, Spotify, and iTunes.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back. I'd like to say thank you to Laramie Energy for their gold sponsorship of the show, because it is reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant power from oil, natural gas, and coal that powers our lives, fuels our hopes and dreams, and empowers us to change our own personal climate. That means to be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And all these things that help human flourishing seems like it's under attack, Brad Beck, and that's why the work of Major General Joe Arbuckle and STARS is so important.
I look forward to hearing what he has to say and how STARS is doing their America Creed
presentation. Yeah. So, General Arbuckle, you texted this over, and you said that STARS is doing an American Creed presentation. So tell us about this. What is it exactly?
Well, yeah, thanks, Kim. We're excited about this. One of the big things we do in STARS is education, educating the public about what's going on, because as you indicated, I think the vast majority don't realize what DEI is all about. And so we've developed this briefing. It's called the American Creed Threatened by Radical Indoctrination. Pardon me. And we presented it in multiple places in California, and it's been in Nevada, in South Carolina, and here in Colorado. Next week, Colonel Ron Scott, the president and CEO of STARS, and I are going to present it a couple of times. It'll be up in, Woodland Park, and then at Scott Bottoms Church. Pastor Bottoms is running for governor. We'll be presenting it next Wednesday at his church. Now, if people want to see it, and I highly encourage, get on our website. It's starrs.us, and you'll find a briefing there. And what we do is trace the sources of our American Creed, which are our founding documents, obviously, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And we talk about that being our fundamental roots. And we define, STARS does, the American Creed as being words we've all memorized in school. All Americans are created equal and endowed by their Creator with the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's sort of our creed. And then we go on to define that further, and we really dive deep into DEI, CRT, and how that all ties into Marxism. There's a real deep dive into that, and when people look at this briefing, they will come out understanding what it's all about. And one of the points we bring out also is that when you come back to the oath that all of us in the military, officers and enlisted take to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, we have a slide there that points out that we are at war right now, and people don't realize that. It's not a shooting war, but nevertheless, it's just as deadly. And we break it into the foreign war, which is primarily with China, because they have declared unrestricted warfare on us, and actually in a book in 1999 where they outlined their battle plan, and they're doing exactly what they said they would do. And then on the domestic side, the war, of course, is the cultural war that's raging throughout our country and was brought into our military through this DEI. And we show the evidence of that. If you want just one example that we're at a cultural war, just look at who's running for governor of New York City right now and will probably win. He's an Islamist.
Mayor of New York City.
Mayor of New York City. I said governor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for correcting that. Yeah. So there's a great indicator right now what's happening before our eyes about this domestic war that's raging. And I'll point out one other thing toward the end of the briefing. We have a slide there that goes back to the 45 communist goals that were read into the congressional record in 1963. And these goals are quite striking. And the Communist Party has been identified those goals early on, has been marching toward executing those. And examples are getting religion out of our schools, challenging religion, taking over control of our school operations, the unions that are involved, and so on and so forth. So I would highly recommend that if people are interested, just do a web search for the 45 communist goals read into the congressional record in 1963, and go down that list of those goals and do your own evaluation of how successful the communists have been in achieving those goals. It's rather shocking.
Well, it is really shocking. And when we look at the actions of President Trump, I just pulled this up very quickly here. And one of it said it was to permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. It says grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. It's amazing, so many things that have happened regarding these 45 things that were read into the congressional record, General Arbuckle. Yeah.
On our slide there, I just pulled up the slide. Among those that we point out are capture political parties, get control of schools and teacher unions, as I said, infiltrate the press and gain control of the media. Think about that one. Eliminate prayer and religious expression in schools. Discredit our Constitution, call it inadequate. Infiltrate and gain control of unions and big business. As you just said, promote the United Nations and one world government. Use students to riot and foment public protest. Infiltrate churches, discredit the Bible, discredit the family, take control of kids if possible, away from parents. Support violence and insurrection, break down standards of morality, and so on and so forth. I mean, they identified how to basically destroy our country.
And a lot of those things that are accomplished. Brad, you look like you are ruminating on this.
Well, I know I'm sure you're familiar with the America's Creed written in 1917. There was a contest that was held, and one of the descendants of one of the signers of the Declaration, Carter Braxton, had a descendant, William Tyler Page, who wrote the America's Creed. And I'm wondering how much of that original document you guys focus on, or do you all at all?
I don't think we did, but I'm going to go back and look at that, Brad. We just focused mainly on the three main founding documents I mentioned earlier. Of course, the first was the Declaration of Independence, and about 11 years later, the Constitution followed, and about 3 or 4 years after that, we had the Bill of Rights inserted within the Constitution.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting because the document that, anybody can look it up, the America's Creed is talking about all the things that are part of our American founding, and I think it reemphasizes all the things you're talking about, and it's important for Americans to understand it, that this country was established on freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, as opposed to giving things to people and making sure they're equitable. And I think people misunderstand equity and equal.
Yes, I do. That's an important point, and you just touched upon socialism. They're giving things to people. That's the purpose of socialism, is to cause people to look to the government to provide everything that they want. And the big difference between socialism and Marxism, which most people don't understand, is that socialism, as you know, is an economic system. It's the opposite of free market capitalism, whereas Marxism is a political system. Now, the two go hand in hand because nobody wants to have their possessions taken away from them and given to the government voluntarily. So it takes a heavy-handed, tyrannical form of government like Marxism in order to implement successfully socialism. And in every case where that's happened throughout the world, it leads to the same thing, massive death and destruction.
Well, and I think capitalism needs to be retaken as a moniker that we actually promote, as opposed to running away from it. So many people want to just talk about free markets, but capitalism is an important concept, and I think we should be talking positively about it and learning the history of it. Capital meaning going back to cows, meaning the head, and when they used to count wealth, it was on their cattle. And so the idea of the source of all wealth being your mind, I think is appropriate to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, capitalism is based upon freedom, freedom to choose how hard you want to work or not work. And in that is the important point that people can profit from the fruits of their own labor within free market capitalism, mm-hmm. whereas not with socialism. It's the opposite, the other end of the extremes.
General Arbuckle, we are voting ourselves into socialism, and there was two points I wanted to make. First of all, we're going to have a lot of different ballot questions this November. This is when many times you see the tax questions. In fact, I had a school board member call yesterday, and she's going to be on the show tomorrow. She said, now, Kim, when they begin with without raising taxes, that really is a tax increase, isn't it? And I said, well, many times what they're doing is extending debt. And the problem is we are voting ourselves into socialism. We are voting ourselves into having somebody else take more money out of our pocket. Now, granted, I think we all realize there is a proper role of government, but I think government's way out of its lane, and we are voting ourselves into having people dip into our pockets, which is thievery sometimes, General Arbuckle, when government takes more than that is necessary for its proper role. That's not a good idea, General Arbuckle.
No, certainly not. And it stifles personal creativity and energy because, again, the intent of socialism is to cause people to be dependent upon the government for everything. In the old days, of course, it was defined as socialism controlling the means of production. Well, now that's been extended, as you're kind of getting into all social services beyond just means of production. And as Margaret Thatcher, the great iron lady from Great Britain, once said, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. And that's exactly right. And that harkens back to also to a campaign trail, I think it was about 2007. Remember Joe the plumber?
Yes.
Was talking to Obama, and he said, are you really going to do income redistribution? Are you going to take my money and give it to somebody else? Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Yes, definitely. Okay, General Arbuckle, always learned so much. Oh, I wanted to make one other point regarding that being, you said that the communist goals were read into the congressional record in 1960, right?
I think it was in 1963. It was by a congressman named Herlong. H-E-R-L-O-N-G.
Okay. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down because Donald Trump is no longer taking back the federal funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And I talked about it on the air. There's supposed to be a separation between the press and the government. And so the fact that we've been funding this all these years it's antithetical to freedom. But I just took a quick look, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was founded in 1967. So this is read into the congressional record, and here you're having these things you said take over the media. Well, when government is funding the media will do what the government says. And I think that's an important point to understand, General Arbuckle.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. The media should never be used as a propaganda arm for the government, no matter who's in charge. And that's the danger. And you just put your finger on it, Kim.
Okay. General Arbuckle, thank you for the great work that you're doing. What's your final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
We're definitely heading in the right direction in our country. It's wonderful to see what's happened in the last 6 months, which has been really revolutionary, I think, in our country, driven by President Trump and the great team, the great cabinet team that he's put together. So we're on the march. We're going in the right direction. Keep the faith.
Okay, and keep up doing the great work. Thank you, General Arbuckle.
Thanks, Kim. Always a pleasure.
We'll talk again soon. And these discussions happen because of sponsors. If you've been injured, you want to talk to John Bozen and Bozen Law.